Hey, you. Yeah, you. Welcome to the Pub Trivia Experience. This week, the Pub Trivia Experience is very proud to present the fourth episode of our Pop Culture Trivia Throwdown Competition. Now, if you're a new listener to the Pub Trivia Experience, this is not the episode to listen to. Go back and find the first episode of the Pop Culture Trivia Throwdown, that would be episode 28, or find one of our regular episodes. My personal favorite, find episode 22 entitled, I Left My Heart in San Fernando. If you continue on with this episode, I'm just going to let you know, spoilers are ahead for our previous episodes. Now, what is the Pop Culture Trivia Throwdown Competition? Well, the concept is simple. We take as many competitors as we can record. Every competitor is given 5 minutes to answer as many pop culture trivia questions as they can. They get 1 point for each correct answer, and they do not lose points for questions that they get incorrect or questions that they pass on. After their 5 minutes is up, if they are on a question when the time ends, they'll be given a reasonable amount of time to answer that final question. Once we work our way through all of our competitors, we're going to have one final tournament. In that final tournament, we will pit the top four scoring competitors against each other to crown our Pop Culture Trivia Throwdown champion. Now, in previous episodes, you've heard Jeff, Steven, Chris, Nikki, Jeffrey, Scott, Leah, Mike, and Marissa battle it out to establish our top four as we head into this week's show. Your top four as of right now are Mike, sitting in first place with 25 points. In second place, my lovely wife, Leah, with 20. And currently tied for third place and rounding out your top four are both Nikki and myself with 18 points. This week, you're going to hear the Queen of Indianapolis, Jess, along with newcomers Joel and Jason, as they all take their turns trying to crack that top four and continue their quest to achieve pop culture trivia immortality. And the fun doesn't end this week either. Coming up next week, we will have even more contestants throwing their hats into the ring to compete. So let me ask you, as our listeners, who is your pick to win it all? Let us know on Twitter, @PubTriviaPod, or find us on Instagram, PubTriviaExperience. If you follow us on the gram, take a guess in the comment section of our trivia question of the day. And also, let us know, who is your pick to take home the Pop Culture Trivia Throwdown Trophy? Yes, guys, the trophy is here. It arrived. Screw the hurricane. It's here. It will be given to the winner of our Pop Culture Trivia Throwdown. Without further ado, we're going to jump right into the trivia with our first competitor this week. This is Jess. And just to let you all know, after her recording was over, we did have some tech issues with both her recording and Jason's recording. I have put it together as best I can, but if we miss some banter or some answers, I do apologize. Either way, here's Jess. Jessica, are you ready?
You mean Jess? Am I ready? You never even call me Jessica in college. What do you call me Jessica now?
Jesse Poo, are you ready?
Yes. Yes, honey bun. Yes, pudding.
Here we go. What sauce contains 720 drops in each bottle?
Oh, God. What sauce? 720 drops? That is, I have no idea. I'm going to say ketchup, Heinz ketchup. I know it's wrong.
Incorrect. What is the name of the little girl in Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas?
Cindy Lou.
Correct. What movie coined the phrase wax on, wax off?
Karate Kid.
Correct. What year did the Beatles first appear in the U.S.?
Oof. '67?
Incorrect. Damn. Who replaced Rudy Giuliani as mayor of New York?
Oh, God. I can just kind of feel the name pronounced in my mind, but I... Pass. I don't know.
What video game did Atari introduce in 1972?
Pong?
Correct. What Canadian author wrote Anne of Green Gables series?
Oh, I love that. I don't know.
In the movie Slumdog Millionaire, 18-year-old Jamal Malik is a contestant on the Indian version of what game show?
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Correct. Who was nicknamed the Velvet Fog?
Fog or Vogue?
F-O-G.
Pass. I don't know.
What Canadian wheeled 40,000 kilometers around the world to raise awareness for spinal cord injuries?
Canadian? Wait, can you repeat that question, please?
What Canadian wheeled 40,000 kilometers around the world to raise awareness for spinal cord injuries?
Lance Armstrong? I don't know.
Incorrect. What was the first Heinz product ever produced?
Vinegar?
Incorrect. Name both feuding families in Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet.
Capulet and Montague.
Correct. What former Pussycat doll won season 10 of Dancing with the Stars?
Ooh, I saw the season. I saw it. Nicole Scherzinger.
Correct. The hip-hop group D12 originated in Detroit. What does D12 stand for?
I don't know. It's so cold in the D. I have no freaking idea.
Incorrect. Who was the first woman to co-anchor a U.S. network evening news program?
I don't know. Barbara Walters?
Correct. What mascot created in 1916 has a top hat, monocle, cane, and white gloves?
What mascot? Can you repeat that question, please?
What mascot created in 1916 has a top hat, monocle, cane, and white gloves?
The Planter's Peanut?
Correct. What supervillain's alter ego is the exceptionally brilliant Edward Nygma?
Pass, no idea.
In the first Austin Powers movie, how much money does Dr. Evil initially suggest they hold the world ransom for?
$1 million?
Correct. What classic was a posthumous hit for Otis Redding?
Sitting on the Dock of the Bay?
Correct. The Boston Red Sox were jinxed by an 86-year-old curse of the Bambino after they sold who to the New York Yankees?
Babe Ruth.
Correct. The clothing retailer Benetton was founded in what country?
The Netherlands?
Incorrect. What Ernest Hemingway novel depicts an American dynamiter tasked with destroying a bridge for the Spanish Civil War?
Pass.
What movie coined the phrase, "I love the smell of napalm in the morning"?
Apocalypse Now.
Correct. What two cities hosted the Live Aid concerts?
Damn. Pass.
Who won 8 gold medals in swimming in the Summer Olympics in 2008?
Michael Phelps.
Correct. What does the Q in Q-tip stand for?
Pass.
What are the names of Blondie and Dagwood Bumstead's neighbors?
Pass. Some of them years.
At what hospital did the TV series ER take place?
Somewhere in New York. Pass.
What guitarist popularized the power chord with his song Rumble?
Pass.
You sure you want to pass? You do get a guess. That is your final question.
I don't know. Ted Nugent?
Incorrect. Damn it. All right, Jess. How did you think you did?
I did terrible. That was so bad. I am not making it to the top four. That's for sure.
It is not easy. It is definitely not easy.
It is not.
Okay, so we're going to start with the last card and go forward, okay? Okay. And so, Jason, any of these you want to answer as I read the question off, if you know the answer, throw it out there. You can use it as a warm-up for yourself.
Okay.
What guitarist popularized the power chord with his song Rumble?
Slash.
The correct answer is Link Wray. At what hospital did the TV series ER take place? Leah is shouting it from the other room.
You ever watch ER, Jason?
No.
I watched ER, but I was like in elementary school when I watched that show. So it's like,
I never watched it. The only national hospital I know of by name is Chicago Hope.
So it took place in Chicago, if I'm not mistaken.
I could have sworn it was New York.
Hold on.
I don't know.
Leah, Chicago or New York? Chicago. It's Chicago.
Oh.
The name of the hospital is County General Hospital.
Never in a million years would I have guessed that.
What are the names of Blondie and Dagwood Bumstead's neighbors?
Fred and Ethel Mertz. I don't know.
That's Lucy and Desney's. It's Herb and Tootsie Woodley.
Never in a million years. I haven't read that comic in forever.
What does the Q in Q-tip stand for?
Quest.
Quick.
Quality.
Ah.
So on to this card here. The clothing retailer Benetton was founded in what country?
Yeah, I don't know.
Ethiopia.
Incorrect. It's actually founded in Italy. What Ernest Hemingway novel depicts an American dynamiter tasked with destroying a bridge during the Spanish Civil War? That's a tough one. I did not even know Hemingway wrote this book. Any guesses?
No.
It is For Whom the Bell Tolls. What two cities hosted the Live Aid concerts? If you've seen Bohemian Rhapsody, both of these cities are name dropped in there. One, obviously, because they perform at it.
No idea.
They were performed in London and Philadelphia. All right, Jess, you got two correct on that card. This card here, you went 4 for 5. The only question you got incorrect, what supervillain's alter ego is the exceptionally brilliant Edward Nigma?
The Riddler.
That is the Riddler. You're up to 6 so far, Jess.
Oh, finally, I'm back. Yeah, sorry, I don't know what happened, but last thing I heard was, Jess, you got 4 out of 5 on the next one, then all of a sudden I couldn't hear anything.
What was the first Heinz product ever produced?
I could have sworn it was like vinegar, like something to do with like beans or something. But
no, everybody knows it was horseradish sauce.
Literally everybody knows that, Jess.
What?
Everybody that didn't get dropped off the call a few minutes ago.
Oh, yeah.
All right. The hip-hop group D12 originated in Detroit. What does D12 stand for?
It's not freaking... Was it Dick 12?
No, silly. It's the Dirty Dozen.
Okay, enough of that. That's going to get annoying real quick. I didn't hear anything after you said, okay, you got 4 out of 5 on this next card coming up.
Okay. So the 4 out of 5 on that card that you missed, the one that you missed is, what supervillain's alter ego is the exceptionally brilliant Edward Nigma?
Yeah,
and this one I actually did know. It's not from benefit of having heard it before. That was the Riddler.
That definitely is the Riddler.
Oh, yeah. I'm not familiar enough with the Riddler, though. I do like the character. But...
So you are 9 points in going into your final two cards. What Canadian author wrote the Anne of Green Gables series?
Couldn't tell you who wrote it.
I heard the answer 2 minutes ago, but I can't remember it again.
Good.
It's Lucy Maud Montgomery. Never heard of her.
No, never in a million years.
Who was nicknamed the Velvet Fog?
I don't know. Freaking Lou Reed? I have no idea.
No, it was actually Mel Torme.
Oh, I love him. Jazz.
And what Canadian wheeled 40,000 kilometers around the world to raise awareness for spinal cord injuries?
Wayne Gretzky.
The correct answer is someone by the name of Rick Hansen.
Where do you get these questions? We're going to ask a Canadian question. I was like an Alanis Morissette question or something.
Who played the god in Dogma? Like, I mean...
Yeah, well, that'd be easy.
All right. And the clothing retailer Benetton was founded in what country?
Oh, Italy. I heard that.
Oh, damn it. Hold on. That one's done. That one's done. That one. I went the wrong way. Here it is. What video game did Atari introduce? No, you did that one. What Canadian author wrote? We just did this card.
I think we got all of them.
Did we? Well, how many did you end up reading total?
You get 13 correct answers out of 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. Out of 29 correct, out of 29 possible answers, you got 13.
God, it's awful.
You still did better than I would have.
It's gonna make you feel better than when I say this. Someone did so bad they made me promise not to air the recording.
Oh, jeez.
All right. And now,
if I get every question wrong, you can still. I don't care.
And Jess is on the board with 13 points. Sadly, that's not going to be enough to crack our top four, but it was a solid showing nonetheless. Next up is our first newcomer of the episode. It's Jason. Let's see how he fares. All right, Jason, it's on you now.
Okay.
Your time will begin after I read your first question. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Your time will begin after I read your first question. What company hired director Ridley Scott to film a commercial destined to air only once on TV during the 1984 Super Bowl?
NASA.
Incorrect. During what decade did Spider-Man first appear in Amazing Fantasy?
The 1940s.
Incorrect. Who won the first season of Survivor?
Tom Jones.
Incorrect. What famous clarinet player was known as the King of Swing?
No idea.
What former Russian leader lost two fingers playing with a live grenade when he was a boy?
Putin.
Incorrect. Over 1 million units of what easy-to-care-for pet were sold in 1975, and pet is in quotation marks.
Can you reread the question, please?
Over 1 million units of what easy-to-care-for pet were sold in 1975. Pet is in quotation marks, if that makes any difference.
Pet Rock.
Correct. What comedian's 2012 autobiography was entitled Bossy Pants?
Drew Carey.
Incorrect. What crippled villain does Kevin Spacey play in the film The Usual Suspects?
Kaiser Soze.
Correct. What song did the Rembrandts record for the sitcom Friends?
I'll Be There for You.
Correct. Whose famous poster featuring herself wearing a one-piece red bathing suit sold over 20 million copies worldwide?
Oh my God, Cindy Crawford.
Incorrect. What cereal claims to be the Breakfast of Champions?
Wheaties.
Correct. What Sue Monk Kid novel sees 14-year-old Lily and her maid Rosaline run away from home?
Annie.
Incorrect. What animated film released in 2013 grossed over $1.2 billion worldwide?
Correct. Toy Story.
2013.
Still Toy Story.
Incorrect. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is located in what city?
Canton, Ohio.
Incorrect. What televangelist and former host of the PTL Club was sentenced to jail for multiple counts of mail fraud and wire fraud?
Jerry Falwell.
Incorrect. What kids from Babyland General Hospital came with a birth certificate and adoption papers?
The Cabbage Patch Kids.
Correct. What city does Batman call home?
Gotham.
Correct. What 80s movie depicts seven former college friends who reunited for a weekend after the death of one of their friends?
Very Bad Things.
Incorrect. Who was nicknamed the hardest working man in show business?
Oh, I know this, but I can't remember. Steve Martin.
Incorrect. Whose ninth husband was Prince Frederick von Anhalt?
Queen Elizabeth I.
Incorrect. What video game was originally slated to be called Highway Crossing Frog?
Frogger.
Correct. What Ken Kesey novel is set in an Oregon psychiatric hospital?
Pass.
What soap opera did CBS cancel after an impressive 57-year run on television?
Dallas.
Incorrect. What guitarist was the subject of the film La Bamba?
Ritchie Valens.
Correct. What Detroit Lions wide receiver was nicknamed Megatron after a Transformers character?
Calvin Johnson.
Correct. What two-seat sports car was manufactured by Pontiac during the 1980s?
What
supervillain is armed with pumpkin bombs?
Mad Hatter.
Incorrect. What movie coined the phrase, say hello to my little friend?
Scarface.
Correct. Who was the lead guitarist for U2?
Bono.
Incorrect. What Australian-born actor was named Sexiest Man Alive by People in 2014?
Mel Gibson.
Incorrect. What video game did Microsoft purchase in 2014 for $2.5 billion?
Microsoft purchased it. Minecraft.
Correct. True or false, Gone with the Wind was Margot Mitchell's only novel published during her lifetime.
False.
Incorrect. And that is the end of your questions. What'd you think?
I did really bad.
I'll say this. I think you move through your questions faster than most.
Man, that Pontiac one is driving me nuts, though, because I've driven them.
We'll start there, then. What two-seat sports car was manufactured by Pontiac during the 1980s?
I know a dick about cars, so.
I want to say it had a similar name to one of their other models, but just one part of it was different.
It begins with an F.
Fiero.
It's the Fiero.
Yep. Damn it.
What supervillain is armed with pumpkin bombs?
I have no idea about that one.
Nope. To be fair, it's two. Technically, I think two villains, because I think his son uses them as well. But that would be the Green Goblin. And I believe Hobgoblin uses them at one point as well. That might just be in the movies, though.
Oh. Okay.
All right. Who is the lead guitarist for U2?
The Edge.
It's The Edge. And I'm going to say this loudly so my wife can answer this. Lee, are you awake? What Australian-born actor was named the sexiest man alive by People magazine in 2014?
Is it Russell Crowe?
It's Chris Hemsworth.
Oh. Whatever.
He is the god of my thunder. I'm straight and I will say that.
I still love Russell Crowe.
Have you seen Chris Hemsworth? That dude is built like a freaking Greek statue.
I actually prefer his brother, to be honest. I like Liam better. Hunger Games.
That's because you're wrong.
You know? Whatever. Jennifer Lawrence just thought he was
no awesome. One, even Miley Cyrus, prefers Chris to Liam. You're the only person that says Liam is better
he
looking.
He was engaged. She was married to Liam.
I know, but even then, she was thinking about Chris.
Whatever. He dumped her, not the other way around.
Because she was thinking about Chris.
Mm-hmm.
What company hired director Ridley Scott to film a commercial destined to air only once on television during the 1984 Super Bowl?
Oh, that was a Kodak.
Think big. Who would have the stones to air only one commercial one time and spend that much money on it just for it to be memorable? The correct answer is Mr. Steve Jobs with Apple Computers. During what decade did Spider-Man first appear in Amazing Fantasy?
60s?
It was the 1960s.
Wow.
Who won the first season of Survivor?
I know it was the gay guy that always walked around naked. I just don't remember his name, but I know the face. He was gay, he was naked, and that's all I remember.
It was Richard Hatch.
Yes, yes, yes.
What famous clarinet player was known as the King of Swing?
I should know this, but I don't know. I don't know if I should know this, but clarinet player. I can't think of it right now.
It's Benny Goodman.
Yeah, okay, I wouldn't guess them.
What former Russian leader lost two fingers playing with a live grenade when he was a boy?
Was it Gorbachev?
It was not Gorbachev, and it was not Putin. Who was between them? It was Boris Yeltsin.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, true or false, Gone with the Wind was Margot Mitchell's only novel published during her lifetime. Well, if it's not false, it's got to be. It is true. What Ken Kesey novel is set in an Oregon psychiatric hospital? Would it have helped if I had said it was also an Oscar-winning movie starring Jack Nicholson?
Oh, yes, yes. The cuckoo's, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
It is One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Yep.
It actually would have helped because that would have been my guess.
I can only read what's on the card. Let's see here. What soap opera did CBS cancel after an impressive 57-year run on television?
Was it... Okay, if I don't I get it,
I should have said all my children.
No, that's an ABC soap opera, not a CBS.
Yeah, what's wrong with you? Come on.
Oh, my bad.
I used to watch a lot of soap
operas. I spent so much time watching soap operas, I forgot which stations they were on.
It is Guiding Light. All right, we got three correct on that card. What 80s movie depicts seven former college friends who reunite for a weekend after the death of one of their friends?
The Big Chill.
It's totally The Big Chill. Who was nicknamed the hardest working man in show business?
James Brown.
Definitely James Brown. And whose ninth husband was Prince Frederick von Anhalt?
No idea.
That would be the insanely gifted Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Why the fuck did I think it was? I don't know why. Okay, the question threw me off because I thought it was like a royal person or something. So,
what Sue Monk Kid novel sees 14-year-old Lily and her maid Rosaline run away from home? Also turned into a movie a few years ago. That would be The Secret Life of Bees.
Okay, never would have guessed.
What animated film released in 2013 grossed over $1.2 billion worldwide?
Is it the Lego movie?
It is not. Leah thought it'd be hilarious to watch this movie while we were taking our honeymoon to Alaska. It's Frozen.
Oh, okay.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is located in what city?
Cleveland.
It is The Mistake by the Lake, Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh my God, Canton's so close.
You were close. Canton's where the NFL Hall of Fame is.
Yeah, I knew it was the NFL. I just had no idea where the...
You got the right state. I was impressed.
I didn't realize that. That was dumb luck.
What televangelist and former host of the PTL Club was sentenced to jail for multiple counts of mail and wire fraud?
Was it Hammy Faye Baker?
Jim Baker is what I have.
Oh, she was married to him. Sorry.
That's her husband, okay. I'm assuming? So.
Yeah.
What comedian's 2012 autobiography was entitled Bossy Pants?
Bossy Pants. Sounds like a chick comedian title. I don't know why, it just does. Yeah, no idea. I'm not going to guess.
It is Tina Fey.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I figured it was a chick comedian.
And whose famous poster featuring herself wearing a one-piece red bathing suit sold over 20 million copies worldwide?
Pamela Anderson.
It's Farrah Fawcett.
Oh, shit. Okay, that was my first instinct was Farrah Fawcett. But then you said then I thought of Baywatch. But yeah, that's a very iconic poster. It was in Dirk Diggler's room in Boogie Nights.
And Jason, you came in with 11 points. Wow, Jason had a really tough round there. Those were some seriously tough questions. Going into the last competitor of this episode, your top four remained unchanged. Now, next up is Joel. You're going to hear him on a couple more episodes coming up that we've already got recorded. But for now, let's see how newcomer Joel does with the pop culture trivia throwdown.
All right, let's do this.
Joel, your time will begin after I read your first question.
Fair enough.
Are you ready to begin?
Ready as I'll ever be.
And here we go. How much did a box of Girl Scout cookies cost in 1936?
50 cents.
Incorrect. Don Ed Hardy is best known for what genre of art?
Fish paintings.
Incorrect. What bumbling character from the planet Naboo stars in Star Wars, The Phantom Menace?
Jar Jar Binks.
Correct. What former Backstreet Boys manager was sentenced to 25 years in prison for running a Ponzi scheme?
Oh, God, I can't remember his name. Pass.
What cancer survivor won his seventh Tour de France in 2005?
Lance Armstrong.
Correct. What toy featured the heroic Autobots and the evil Decepticons?
Transformers.
Correct. The term manga refers to comics produced in what country?
Oh, Japan?
Correct. What Simpsons character sports a leisure suit encrusted with rhinestones?
I don't know. Pass.
Who was the lead singer of Led Zeppelin?
Robert Plant.
Correct. What NFL quarterback was nicknamed Broadway Joe?
Joe Reagan.
Incorrect. What beverage company enlisted Ray Charles and the Uh-Huh Girls to sing You Got the Right One, Baby?
That would be the Northern Pepsi.
Correct. What Tom Clancy novel begins with Jack Ryan saving the Prince and Princess of Wales from a radical Irish terrorist group?
Not sure. Pass.
What husband and wife co-starred in the 80s comedy Earth Girls Are Easy?
Oh God. I think I maybe saw half an episode. Pass.
Who was the lead singer of the 80s band The Smiths?
Sam Smith.
Incorrect. Dubbed one of the most influential women in the world, who famously endorsed Barack Obama for president while being interviewed on Larry King Live?
Oprah or Beyonce? Oprah. I'm going to go with Oprah.
Correct. What toy launched by Hasbro in 1952 was the first toy advertised on TV?
Teddy Ruxpin?
Incorrect. What was the first American novel to sell 1 million copies?
First American novel. Let's go. I'm thinking of Stephen King. Pet Sematary.
Incorrect. On what TV series did Robin Williams play an alien?
Morgan Mindy.
Correct. By what name is singer Robert Zimmerman better known?
Robert Zimmerman. Oh. Don't know. Pass.
What actor founded the martial arts Jeet Kune Do before perishing at the age of 32?
Bruce Lee.
Correct. The cosmetics company L'Oréal was founded in what country?
France.
Correct. What was John Grisham's debut novel?
The Firm.
Incorrect. Who directed the movie trilogy The Lord of the Rings?
Directors. Oh God. Spielberg.
Incorrect. In 1985, what did Michael Jackson purchase for $47 million?
Neverland Ranch.
Incorrect. What star of the 7-Year Itch was only 16 years old when she was first married?
Pass.
What company did Victor Keam buy after his wife gave him one of the firm's electric shavers?
Victor Keam. Gillette.
Incorrect. What British crime novelist created Detective Hercule Poirot?
Oh, God. Murder on the Orient Express was... Shit. Pass, I'm killing too much time.
What ballet dancer starred as Carrie's boyfriend in the last season of Sex and the City?
No clue. Pass.
What was the nickname of the Godfather of Soul?
James Brown.
Correct. What supermodel did actor Richard Gere marry in 1991?
Cindy Crawford.
Correct. What famous liqueur was created in 1823 by a London oyster bar owner?
Oyster bar owner liqueur. And no pen.
What Elizabeth Wurtzel autobiography explores her struggles with depression?
Pass.
What 2012 action movie was a box office disaster, losing over $100 million for Disney?
Action movie for Disney. Oh, God, this is going to kill me. Pass.
Who was the frontman for the Miracles?
No clue. I can't remember. Oh, Smokey Robinson.
Correct.
Why couldn't I think of that?
We're going to tally up your scores.
That was tough.
We're going to tally up your scores and see how you did.
All right, let's see.
So in the last card that we just did, you got one correct answer. That was Smokey Robinson.
All right.
What famous liqueur was created in 1823 by a London oyster bar owner? That liqueur is called Pimm's Number One Cup.
Yeah, would have never gotten that.
What Elizabeth Wurtzel autobiography explores her struggles with depression? This is actually a really great movie starring Anne Heche and Christina Ricci, and I really thought this movie should have gotten a release because I thought it would have been nominated for an Oscar. I'm still pissed it didn't get released. The book and the movie are both called Prozac Nation. And the movie is phenomenal.
Interesting.
What 2012 action movie was a box office disaster, losing over $100 million for Disney, starring Taylor Kitsch, John Carter?
Oh, God.
On to card number two. You have two correct on this card. What company did Victor Keam buy after his wife gave him one of their firm's electric razors? It's Remington.
Remington.
You were close with Gillette.
Yeah, I knew it was in the razor realm.
Oh, and this one you wanted so bad to get there. What British crime novelist created Detective Hercule Poirot?
Marissa, help me out. What is it? Agatha Christie.
Agatha Christie.
Couldn't think of the name to save my life.
What ballet dancer starred as Carrie's boyfriend in the last season of Sex and the City?
A horse.
Mikhail Baryshnikov.
Oh.
And you got the last two right on that card. What was John Grisham's debut novel?
I said The Firm.
You said The Firm. The actual answer is also a movie starring Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh,
Sandy
and,
Bullock.
Who
you can't say her last name correctly. Why do you keep saying Bullock? It's Bullock. I think so.
I know this
and
one.
And the aforementioned.
Yes, they deserve to die, and I hope they burn in hell.
Yes. A Time to Kill.
Time to Kill, yes.
Who directed the movie The Lord of the Rings?
Peter Jackson.
It is Peter Jackson.
My phone a friend is saying Peter Jackson.
In 1985, what did Michael Jackson purchase for $47 million? And I would argue the best thing he ever spent his money on.
I said Neverland Ranch as a gut thing, but it was the Beatles copyrights.
It is the rights to the songs written by the Beatles.
Yep. That came to me as you were saying the next one, and it pissed me off.
What star of the 7-Year Itch was only 16 years old when she was first married?
The only 16-year-old that I know that was married was Woody Allen's niece or something like that. That's the only thing I could think of.
The one that he married?
His stepdaughter? Didn't he? Was it his stepdaughter?
He married, yeah, he married a step, not a stepdaughter, adoptive daughter or something like that.
Right, yeah.
That's not any better.
No, no clue.
Actually worse.
This one.
That would be Miss Norma Jean, Marilyn Monroe.
Oh.
We got one correct on that card. Joel, on your next card here. What toy launched by Hasbro in 1952 was the first toy advertised on television?
Slinky?
Not Slinky, okay. But it is another character from the movie Toy Story.
Oh.
It is Mr. Potato Head. By what name is Robert Zimmerman better known?
Yeah, this one I had no clue.
Be the one and only Bob Dylan.
Oh, that's right.
I would have thought you'd know that one.
This was hard.
Oh, I know. I wasn't trying to make this easy. I'm not making anything. This is just a board game I picked up.
Who's the famous film composer?
John Williams?
No, Hans Zimmer. Hans Zimmer. That's who I was thinking of.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm like, wait, isn't that his name? Yeah.
What Tom Clancy novel begins with Jack Ryan saving the Prince and Princess of Wales from a radical Irish terrorist group?
You know, the only one that I think I've read was Hunt for Red October.
Very close. It was the Jack Ryan movie starring Harrison Ford. It was Patriot Games. And you wanted to get this one so bad I could see it, but you couldn't get there. What husband and wife co-starred in the 80s comedy Earth Girls Are Easy? Do you have one of them?
Earth Girls Are Easy. Oh, man.
I love this movie. I love this movie.
You like a lot of really obscure
movies.
It's not really obscure.
I can see the faces, but I can't think of the names to save my life right now.
It's Jeff Goldblum and Gina Davis. Who was the lead singer of the 80s band The Smiths?
I could not think of... I never got into the punk rock scene, so I'm not sure.
It was Morrissey.
Morrissey.
So you got two correct on that card.
All right.
We got three on this card correct. What Simpsons character sports a leisure suit encrusted with rhinestones? It'd be none other than Disco Stew.
Oh, that's right.
I've never seen The Simpsons. He dropped the D. I have no idea. What NFL quarterback was nicknamed Broadway Joe? When it comes to quarterbacks, you've got two that are named Joe that you really should think of. Joe Namath and Joe Theismann. And this is the one who did not
it's
get
not
his
Joe
knee.
Montana?
Oh, God.
Got you there.
Damn, you're right. Damn. Joe Namath, Joe Montana, and Joe Theismann. But it was Broadway Joe Namath.
Okay. Not surprised I missed that one.
How much did a box of Girl Scout cookies sell for in 1936? It was 25 cents for a box of Girl Scout cookies.
What did I say? 50 cents?
Yep. Don Ed Hardy is best known for what genre of art?
I know fish on t-shirts. That's about it.
I don't know if it's the same guy or not, but Don Ed Hardy is best known for tattoo art.
Oh, who am I thinking of?
You might be thinking of just Ed Hardy. It may or may not be the same person.
Is it Guy Hardy or something?
There's
like
Guy
that?
Harvey.
Guy Harvey. That was it.
Then there was the Ed Harvey t-shirts.
Oh, yeah. The whole, yeah, okay. I know what you're talking about now. Yeah. The Saturday Night Ybor City Klan.
Yeah.
With the Ed Hardy t-shirts. Okay.
What former Backstreet Boys manager was sentenced to 25 years in prison for running a Ponzi scheme?
This guy did Backstreet Boys. He NSYNC. Managed NSYNC. Wasn't he involved with Britney Spears too? I mean, he had a few of the big bands.
And he did O-Town as well.
Yep.
You can tell I'm researching for my boy band episode, right? It's only taking months. My lord. Dude, I cannot get motivated to write an episode about boy bands. It's not even funny. And I've got, like, not to be sexist or anything, but I do have, like 10 different girls that want to play the episode. I was like, oh, God. Can someone else write this? It was Lou Pearlman.
Lou Pearlman.
Two on that card.
I got a lot of twos.
Joel, you finished with 13 points.
13? All right.
Very respectable number.
Okay.
Okay, so after week four, our top four remains intact. Mike, Leah, Nikki, and Chris clinging to those top spots. Sadly, the list of our eliminated contestants continues to grow, and it now includes Jeff, Marissa, Scott, Jeffrey, Jason, Jess, Joel, and Steven. Next week, we'll be back with three more contestants as we wrap up the opening round of the Pub Trivia Experience Pop Culture Trivia Throwdown. Yeah, say that five times fast. Remember, the top four scoring contestants will face off at the end, and we are going to crown our Pop Culture Trivia Throwdown champion. Who do you think it's going to be? Take a guess. Find us on Twitter at Pub Trivia Pod, or join in our Trivia Question of the Day on Instagram, Pub Trivia Experience, or you can always email the show at pubtriviaexperience@gmail.com. We will be back next week with our next group that's competing. For the Pub Trivia Experience, I have been Chris. Have a great week, everybody.